Everybody, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. This is Paul from Marion. As always, thankful that you join us, and I pray this is an encouraging time in the Word for you. We're going to be in Philippians 4 at the very end of the book, and sometimes in the latter portions of these letters, we get these little gems that sometimes are maybe not as much attention given. And of course, I'm not sure exactly what all the different guys from across campuses are getting into, but I found this these statements so interesting. Verse 21, he says, "Greet every saint in Christ Jesus. The brothers who are with me greet you. All the saints greet you, especially those of Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit." You ever tell a story and you know the best part is at the end, and I don't think that's quite what Paul is doing here. But it's almost like, hey, here's one little treat for you that I'm just going to key you in on. And it's almost like the surprise ending that if I'm sitting in that room and I'm listening to the first time this letter is being read, I'm like, what did he just say? All the saints greet you, verse 22, especially those of Caesar's household. It's like, wait a minute. So what Paul here is saying is he's in house arrest in Rome and he's under guard. And some of the guard apparently is of Caesar's household. And does he mean the imperial guard that is positioned or stationed in Caesar's household? Does he mean family of Caesar? Does he mean the servants that are in Caesar's household? Like, what exactly does he mean here? Whatever he means, all of it should just blow us away. That God saved people of Caesar's household. And he used Paul's difficulty, his struggle, his trial to do it. And again, it's almost like Paul throws this at the end like a little cherry on top. Oh, by the way, God is saving people in Caesar's household. So here's what that brought me to. This week in particular for me, just some challenging stuff, some challenging meetings, some challenging just thoughts going on and just a bit of a battle. And it shouldn't be a surprise. We're always fighting against the spiritual forces of the world, not flesh and blood. And, but in and through every circumstance, God is and will be glorified. He will work. He will make good on his promises. He will save people. He will transform people. He will make people into new creations. He will free them and us from the bondage of sin. Like, God will do what God is going to do in and through every single situation. When Paul was going to Rome, Paul had no doubt that God was going to use the situation. The church in Philippi, as they went through persecution, trial, family relationships were strained, they could cling to the promises that God would work. He even saved people in Caesar's household. So here's the application for us this morning, this afternoon, evening, whenever you're listening to the Drivecast. What's the difficult thing you're going through right now that God can use for his glory and for your good? It could be an infinite number of things. Could be financial stress, job stress, family stress, kids stress, spouse stress. It could be addiction. It could be anything. God can work in and through that for his glory. He is stronger. He who is in you is stronger than he who is in the world. And so I want you to, it's been good for me, to take whatever it is I'm walking through and navigating through and say, God, work through this. Do something in me that shows me your glory, shows me your power, that I would be encouraged in and ultimately leads people toward you. And so I want to pray toward that end today. As always, I want to say thank you for joining us here on the Drivecast today. And I'm excited to see what God does in and through your life in response to this little, again, just little gem that the Apostle Paul throws in here at the end of Philippians. Father, thank you for your word, as always, that it guides us and encourages us and little things like this, that even those in Caesar's household, the saints greet you of Caesar's household. What a testimony to your power and your glory. The difficult things in our lives that maybe we would never expect you to work within, would you work within those things? Would you reveal just how wonderful and good you are? And would we be permitted to see that? And would we just worship and praise you in response? Lord, we love you. Allow us to pray to you in a way that bring to mind what it is we need to pray to you about. We submit these things, we make these requests in the name of Jesus for the glory of Christ. Amen.